Some teachers across the state are upset that state funds are set to be taken away from 5 classes that teach skills like personal finance and child development. Instead, it would go to career-specific classes like advanced manufacturing. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports it highlights a change in the state's priorities around career and technical education programs.
All right, go ahead and listen up real fast.
Here at Pike High School in Indianapolis, nutrition teacher Cam Bontrager is guiding students through their last lab of the semester. The task? Making smoothies.
You have your dragon fruit, okay? You have your strawberries, raspberries, and I'll get the people that have the mixed berry smoothie, I'll get you your stuff.
The class is part of the Family and Consumer Sciences program. It has classes in nutrition, child development, and interpersonal relationships. And they teach skills an average adult uses daily. Things like using a measuring cup, how to write a resume, or avoid sexually transmitted diseases. But FCS Department Chair Amber McKinney says too many people have an antiquated idea of what she teaches. She says other teachers imagine her classes to be like their grandma's home ec class.
Sewing pillows, sewing flannel boxer shorts, things like that, making Rice Krispie treats and cookies. And that's so far from what we do.
In the past, these foundational classes got $150 per student from the state. But a proposal sent to the Indiana Board of Education earlier this month would officially remove that funding for 5 of those classes. And McKinney says even though schools could still offer the courses, the question is, how will they pay for it?
I mean, look around at our facility. Like, this is not a cheap, it's not just a classroom with desks. If the school's not getting funding for that, it would be tough for a school to carry on that program.
The change was first proposed to the governor's workforce cabinet in 2018 by a group of career and technical education leaders. They were tasked with figuring out how Indiana could use CTE programs to have more Hoosiers earning technical credentials.
Well, we were charged with, as an action team, to review our total CTE system.
That's Alan Taylor. He's a CTE director in Southern Indiana and was a member of that team. They found that over a quarter of all the students taking CTE classes were only taking those foundational skills classes. In their final report, they wrote that funding the foundational classes created a, quote, perverse incentive for schools to avoid offering more career-specific classes.
Though we have a record number of participating students, we want more of those students to complete a pathway in a very conscious manner so that they're earning stackable credentials and dual credits and maybe post-secondary certificates.
Taylor says when they wrote the recommendation, it wasn't intended to snub those foundational skills classes. It's just a matter of priorities. But he understands how teachers could be upset by the funding change.
And again, I know it's a matter of perspective, but funding wasn't cut. We actually, in Indiana, increased the funding to CTE. It was redistributed. And we do that every couple years.
Soon after, language was added into a whopping budget bill that passed in the General Assembly. It removed the category of foundational career and technical education courses from the funding list. So when it came time for the DWD to submit their funding plan to the State Board of Education, they omitted 5 of the 6 foundational classes. The other was recategorized. In light of all of this, some Pike High School students wonder if their school will cut those classes if they don't get incentive funds next year. Here's 16-year-old Maya Guzman and 15-year-old Ramaya Nelson.
Classes like this, it's not just like classes you take for fun. Like, as the class goes on, like, you start to realize, like, this class is, like, an important class, and, like, it actually helps you throughout life.
Like, it teaches you a lot of life skills that you should know.
On December 27th, the State Board of Education is holding a special meeting about the funding changes, even though, according to a spokesperson, Indiana law requires them to approve it before January 1st. Even if that happens, schools can still appeal the decision through the Department of Workforce Development. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.